One of the most contentious pieces of legislation that will be taken up by the Alaska legislature is House Bill 77. The bill makes some significant changes to the permitting system for the use of state lands and waters, and it was well on its way to passing last year before being stalled in the Alaska Senate. It looks like the members of the Senate will be taking a closer look at the bill this session. Senator Peter Michicki from Kenai has taken the lead in asking that HB 77 be reviewed by the Senate Resources Committee before being sent to the full Senate for a vote. He spoke to the bill during last week's Senate Majority Press Conference.
I think we have some work to do. I think this is the right group to do some of that work. Made a request that it come back to resources, and I've been assured that it is.
The Senate President is Charlie Huggins from Wasilla. He confirmed the bill will be sent back to the Senate Resources Committee.
We've talked about that process. The bill will go back to resources, and there'll be a robust conversation about it, and House Bill 77 will come bouncing out of the Senate.
The chair of the Senate Natural Resources Committee is Senator Kathy Geisel. She was asked when HB 77 would be taken up by the committee. Geisel responded that a priority will be given to consideration of the in-state natural gas pipeline legislation.
And we will take up bills as quickly as we can during that process. I'm actually considering possibly addressing bills on Saturdays when folks can call in and testify on them, HB 77 being one. We'll see what modifications different members of the Resources Committee want to make.
A check of the legislature's basis system shows that HB 77 is still in the Senate Rules Committee and has not yet been scheduled for any hearings in the Senate Resources Committee. During his press conference last week, Governor Sean Parnell confirmed that he will seek some changes to HB 77 based on the input of Alaskans. The bill was originally introduced on behalf of the governor.
One of the changes that I have said we will make and willing to entertain is a change to that provision where people thought DNR's authority was superseding other agencies' authority. So I have asked our department to work to make sure that that provision is confined to DNR's own authority. That was my understanding, is that was the intent to begin with, but I can understand how the language might have caused concern.
There are several controversial provisions included in the current version of HB 77, including language that would only allow municipalities or state and federal agencies to apply for an in-stream flow reservation to keep water in a stream or river. Currently, individuals, tribal entities, and even nonprofit organizations can apply for a reservation. Governor Parnell defended that provision during last week's press conference.
49 other states treat it differently than we do. We allow an individual to come in and have a water reservation, and that is a public resource.
The proposed changes to the water reservation system were also addressed last week by Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balash.
That a reservation blocks other people from using the water. So part of the debate that's gone on with regard to HB 77 is, how do we address the uses of waters and competing uses of waters?
HB 77 has generated a lot of outright opposition, including from Democratic State Senator Johnny Ellis from Anchorage. During last week's press conference of the Senate minority, he labeled the bill as heinous.
That bill should die a quick death if it's not withdrawn or completely overhauled. To satisfy the crowds and crowds of people that showed up in various locations across the state, outraged about the state overreach. So if we're going to talk about federal overreach, we can talk about state overreach by the Parnell administration against water rights and against salmon streams in this state. It's an outrage, and people this past fall finally caught on to it and are standing up for their best interests. It's about time.
The comments of Senator Ellis were echoed by Senator Bill Walkowski from Anchorage. He labeled HB 77 as one of the worst pieces of legislation he's ever seen introduced in Juneau.
It's a horrible bill the way it's written, and I'll be following the amendments very carefully.
The current version of HB 77 passed the Alaska House last session. If the bill is changed in the Senate, it will have to go back to the House for their concurrence. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.